Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It's time to turn to China.
Yeah. So one of the biggest headlines that came out from China over the past week was the fine that was slapped on Alibaba Group.
Yes. Interestingly, the company's come forward to issue a statement and they've actually thanked their regulators for the fine.
We're still scratching our heads, you know, a day later. Right? It's quite unconventional, I mean, addressing this. But at the same time, you can't help but wonder if you are one of those tech giants in China, should you be watching your back?
Yeah, good question. Elsewhere, China's taken a lot of pride in their self-made vaccine by Sinopharm.
Oh yeah, they are considering mixing it up with other vaccines like Pfizer and Moderna in their efforts to vaccinate the entire country, sort of build the inventory portfolio in that sense.
Yeah, but the question is it a sign that something went wrong with China's vaccines?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Plus, the spat between H&M and China looks like it's not over yet. The brand missing from Chinese e-commerce platforms now.
Is this the end of H&M in China? And should other MNCs over there start thinking of a contingency plan? Perhaps move out?
Well, let's find out more from Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief for The Straits Times. Don, good morning. Let's start off with talking about China imposing a record antitrust fine of $2.8 billion on Alibaba Group Holding Limited. Now, the e-commerce giant did a rather unusual thing. It thanked the regulators for pointing out their mistake.
Yeah, so we're curious why you think Alibaba actually did this rather unconventional thing of addressing the fine. And should other China's big tech firms be concerned about being targeted? Are there any ways such firms can fight back?
Hi, good morning. The fine that the Chinese authorities imposed on Alibaba is a record, but it is also not as bad as expected. It is just 4% of the company's domestic revenue in 2019, and much lower than the 10% maximum fine that the authorities could have slapped on Alibaba. Also, China has for a long time been cutting these tech firms quite a lot of slack, as they generate quite a great number of jobs and also boost the economy, not to mention drive technological advancements. But the authorities are also now starting to rein these tech companies in as they've become too big and too powerful. And so the government has introduced new antitrust policies. What it's done to Alibaba sets an example that will likely keep the other big tech firms compliant, as they are all essentially at the mercy of the Chinese government.
Meanwhile, Dawn, China's exploring the option of mixing different COVID-19 vaccines. That's according to the head of the country's Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Gao Fu.
You really start to become curious about this situation. I mean, why is China looking at mixing the vaccines up or doing this whole mixed portfolio, right? What's the root of the issue here, Dawn? And is this a solution to the relatively low efficacy of the existing jabs out of China?
The head of China's CDC, Gao Fu, had said on Saturday that Chinese vaccines did not provide very high protection and so was mulling over inoculating with different vaccines to boost efficacy. Although he later backtracked and said he was misunderstood, he did say the vaccination process may have to be adjusted, such as the number of doses and intervals, and also using different types of vaccines. The issue is that data on the Chinese vaccines have not been very forthcoming nor transparent. The latest study from Brazil on one of the Chinese vaccines, Sinovac, over the weekend showed that its efficacy was only just a little over 50%. Another Chinese vaccine maker, Sinopharm, said its two vaccines are 79.4% and 72.5% effective, all shy of the more than 90% efficacy rate of the mRNA vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna. So even though China has been on a major campaign to reach herd immunity by furiously inoculating its population, I think the fact that the CDC is saying that they are looking at mixing up the vaccines could be a sign that it is concerned about its vaccines' protection rates.
We're on the line with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Now, imagine if we had this problem here in Singapore, how would you react? The world's second largest fashion brand, H&M, continues to be conspicuously missing from Chinese e-commerce platforms. This latest boycott comes after a year-old H&M statement about not using Xinjiang cotton over forced labor concerns was racked up following tit-for-tat sanctions between Beijing and Western governments over human rights violations in the region.
Yeah, it's quite a story, isn't it? Should MNCs in China then be worried of the situation that is occurring right now between the country and H&M? And what could China potentially lose out on if MNCs see this as a potential issue for them and then they move out the country, Dawn?
Yes, companies that we've spoken to say they are worried about being targeted and are reviewing their contingency plans in case of a similar situation. China is the most lucrative market for many of these companies, and a boycott or any kind of economic sanction by the Chinese government will hit their bottom line. So they are exceptionally careful about the public statements that they make or have made. But there is also pressure for them to abide by certain ethics and values externally, such as having an ethical sourcing policy, for instance. So striking this fine balance in a country like China, where the authorities are extremely sensitive to criticisms, such as on human rights, is a tricky one. Increasingly, these corporations are also finding themselves caught in the geopolitical struggle between China and their country, and that is something that is beyond their control. If these companies move out of the country, I don't think China sees it as too much of a loss. In fact, they are confident that these companies need China more than China needs them. And if they weigh it up, defending what they see as a sovereignty issue, such as Xinjiang, is far more important than having these companies operate in China.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with us. We've been speaking with Tan Dong Wei, China Bureau Chief for The Straits Times. We'll catch up next Tuesday.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.